Assalamualaikum.
Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called Mind, Body and Chawe. Now it's time for the verbal fitness sessions. And we joined on the line with our daily guest, Ronald Evergy. He's a fitness and wellness expert. He created My Personal Trainer. And he joins us now on the line. Assalamualaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Ijaz. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well, my brother.
No, that's great, you know, and as always, we're about to get the listeners fit and healthy and inspired to live a healthy lifestyle.
Indeed, and I'm so looking forward to what you have in store for us today, Ronald, so you can get straight into it.
All right, today's workout is focusing on incorporating resistance into the workout. So whether you have dumbbells at home, bottled water, bricks if you're outside, or even tin cans of food, you hold one in each hand to offer yourself some extra resistance to work those muscles today, because we're going to aim for a muscle and fat blasting workout. And the first exercise we're going to do is the dumbbell 1.5 push-up. So what you do is you grasp the dumbbell or the resistance in each hand and assume the traditional push-up position. Okay. If you're not strong enough, put your knees on the floor and that's okay. But if you can, take the knees off the floor and keep your hands wider than shoulder width apart. You're then going to bend your elbows, lower your body until your chest or chin nearly touches the floor. Pause for a second, then push yourself up halfway, pause for a second, lower your body all the way down, and then all the way up. As you can see, each repetition is 1.5 push-ups, and you're going to aim to do 30 repetitions.
Wow.
So let's give it a go. Down all the way, up halfway, down all the way, and up all the way. That's one repetition. We've got a few more to do. Down all the way, pause, up halfway, down again, and up all the way. So you keep doing this exercise. Don't rush the pace. Don't rush the speed. Keep it controlled. And once you get stronger, you can eventually take your knees off the floor and begin to challenge your muscles in a different way. The next exercise we're shifting to is standing up, and we're doing something called the dumbbell hot potato squat. Now, this is where you grab the dumbbell in your left hand and hold it against the front of your shoulder or any resistance that you have, and bend your elbow. Keeping your back naturally straight, you want you to bend your knees like you're doing a squat. And as you straighten up, I want you to change the dumbbell or the resistance over to the other hand. So literally, as you go up, you're changing the dumbbell from hand to hand while you're squatting. So do this exercise for 20 repetitions to get a shoulder workout, tricep workout, and of course, lower body workout. Let's go. Squat, change hands. Squat, change hands. Squat, change hands. Keep going, keep going. Don't stop. You will find that your legs will begin to burn, so will your shoulders, but push through that pain. Push through that threshold.
Get jelly legs.
To get the right burn. That's it. All right. The next one we're doing is something known as the lawnmower pull. Here you hold the dumbbell in your left hand,
right,
and you keep your feet wider than shoulder width apart,
okay,
something like a split stance, but fairly comfortable. I want you then to reach down to one side with the dumbbell, and then swing over to the other side, and alternate the dumbbell hand. So basically you're working out on the hamstrings and the buttock. So you're like, almost like a lawnmower, like you're pulling a lawnmower to start. So down to the one side, pull it up, change dumbbell. Down to the other side, pull it up, change sides. And this exercise works your back muscles, your shoulder muscles, your ab muscles, and of course the hamstring and the buttock. This exercise you do for 15 repetitions on each side. All right? And moving on people, keep on going. Five more of those repetitions, five more dumbbell lawnmower pulls, four, keep it going, three, keep it going, two, and one. All right, our next exercise is the dumbbell threaded lunge. This is where you hold the dumbbell or the resistance in your left hand and stand tall with your feet hip width apart. You know, this is your starting position. So what you will then do is, keeping your torso upright, you're going to step forward with one leg into a lunge. And as you step forward, you're going to swing and thread the dumbbell or the resistance underneath the front leg into the other hand and stand up. Change legs, thread it into the other hand as you bend down. So this way, you're forcing yourself to go into the correct position for the lunge, working again the shoulders, the back, and of course the front of the leg and the back of the leg.
I feel like those gumboot guys.
We're doing that, and we're having fun doing it, you know. So really get a rhythm and go into it and keep it going. And the final exercise, Brother Josh, for today is holding each dumbbell or the resistance in each hand.
Yeah.
Back is upright, and I want you to tuck your arms into the side, mm-hmm. palms facing forward, and lift both arms up at the same time. A very basic dumbbell curl for those guys that really want to shape and tone their arms. And the dumbbell curl with the resistance, you're going to aim to do at least 30 repetitions. So up, squeeze, and down all the way. As you go down, you straighten your elbows, ensuring the proper technique with the exercise. And you do this and repeat these exercises twice or thrice, and you've had an amazing workout for the day.
Brilliant stuff, and this is surely going to help me. I'm playing soccer tonight, so these exercises are getting me in the groove for the match tonight, inshallah.
Amen. Just remember to stretch as well.
I was going
to
ask you, Ronald, I saw Lisa Relly, she's also a fitness and wellness expert. She said that stretching before a game, it decreases your efficiency by 5%. Is that true?
You know, the stretching before any activity without your body being warm is not advised, okay? Because that serves no purpose. Your body needs to be warm, so you always need to do a warm-up and involve certain stretches after the warm-up. I disagree with Lisa, because when you stretch the muscles, you really prepare them for the hard work that's coming ahead in the game.
Right.
So you actually will, I believe, enhance your performance if you do it after a warm-up, because you then cause the elongation of the muscle fibers that need to be elongated, and you then prepare it for the short burst of activity ahead. So my personal disagreement with Lisa Rally is there, but my justification for it is there too, and we can always have that debate at another stage. But I've seen it work over and over with professional athletes as well,
yes.
that you need to warm up. You then bring in mobility and flexibility exercises, do your activity or the game, and then stretch thereafter as well.
Brilliant stuff. Now, our discussion today, Ronald, you know, mostly with the Indian community, there's lots of butter and butter naan and, you know, ghee and all of this stuff. So how does this affect cholesterol?
You know, when you look at cholesterol, you and I have been speaking about diseases of lifestyle for a while now.
Yes.
And when you look at the cholesterol side of things, it's in anything that has high fat in. And there's different types of fat that we consume in our diet. For those that like the bunny chows, you then look at, there's a lot of refined oil, because you're frying the chips. If you're frying the samosas or the fricadelles or anything else that you may be cooking, anything deep fried, you tend to reuse the oil. And that means that you're reusing the oil, trans fatty oils begin to form, because you break down that oil all the time, which makes that food even more unhealthy for you. So what you then need to do is always prepare it in lightly coated oil and really add in, you know, olive oil or sunflower oil to really minimize any unhealthy fats that you will be consuming. Now, with our foods that we consume, we need to understand something. When you consume fat, your body needs good fat. So any diet you follow has to have carbohydrates, proteins, and the right fat, the essential fats. Because by having the incorrect fat, that fat doesn't get digested efficiently in your body. It doesn't go to your buttock or your abs only. That fat gets absorbed into the body and begins to line your arteries, increasing your risk of hypertension and high cholesterol in the body. Now, that means you're at risk of a silent killer, which is, of course, heart attacks. And we know that the World Health Organization says that the increase in the African region when it comes to diseases of lifestyle is 27%, but more so, we know that there are on average 9 to 10 million people in South Africa that have hypertension and or high cholesterol, purely because of poor eating habits. So that's something you need to be very careful and conscious of when you're preparing your food and eating fatty foods.
But now you were speaking about good fats, Ronald. Maybe give us some examples of good fats.
You know, you're looking at good fats. You're looking at things like your nuts. You're looking at your cashews, your peanuts, your different variety of nuts and your almonds. They contain essential fatty acids, as well as particular other vitamins and minerals that we may need. Foods like avocado, salmon. You know, you're looking at the good fats. You know, we can go into the physiological terms, but that doesn't serve much of a purpose. But you're looking at good fats and bad fats. So you're aiming to go for the salmons, avocados, the right type of oils, like flaxseed oil, which you can have a teaspoon of a day. It doesn't taste great, but trust me, in the morning, you can mix it in your muesli or something else of the sort. It'll really help you maximize your metabolism, but your overall health. And those are literally the good fats. The bad fats, it just that we look at, is that red meat has got a lot of fat in it. And you find that people that eat a lot of red meat tend to have higher cholesterol. Purely because there's a lot of the internal fat in that red meat, and we don't tend to cook it properly enough or remove a lot of the fat when we then have it. even with chicken. You might grill your chicken, but if you've got that whole fatty skin layer on it, what's the point of having that chicken? Because you're having then more fat than the actual protein which you should be having. And to top it all off, if you're having fried foods, like the fried chicken and the chips, oh, that's even worse when it comes to increasing your risk of cholesterol because you're consuming these bad cholesterol foods every day.
Cool. Now, someone asked a question as well, Ronald. They say, what do fitness experts like yourself do when they get extreme cold or a flu? You know, what is your process in terms of, you know, getting back to your best?
You know, when it comes to colds or flu, I mean, I know quite a few people that are getting the summer flu, right?
Yes.
And, you know, it's out there. It's the sneezing, it's the coughing, it's the chest, it's the nose. The rule is very simple, Jazz. If you are, and I want to give you some landmarks on the head. If you have a head cold, all right, or slightly in the throat, and you can exercise at a moderate level. You're not going to push at a high intensity because that's really to do with your sinuses and just basically nasal congestion and maybe some headachey, etc. But you can do some light activity. But if you have a very chesty cough and you feel a lot of pain in your chest, if you have a serious flu, then you don't exercise at all. And we as fitness professionals follow the exact same advice. We need to be conscious of it and listen to our bodies because if we push at that point, we risk literally causing pulmonary issues but also putting our heart under a lot of stress and we could get additional chest pains which could lead to heart attacks, etc., to the extreme case scenario. So if you are sick, be very careful thereof. And if you are on medication or antibiotics, rather rest and recover for a few days to get yourself back in order and your health back and then get back to exercise. That's always the advice I give people who are sick.
Cool. And are you one of those antibiotics? Or what route do you go if you get sick? Do you try and go the natural way or which way?
You know, you've got to go a way that suits you. I mean, a lot of the medication out there, I mean, you look at it in two ways. You either go the holistic medicine route or you go the allopathic Western medicine route,
right,
which is really, you know, pharmaceutical based. And my philosophy is very simple. If something is really wrong with you and you really have, for example, swollen glands and you have a flu, unfortunately, an antibiotic will help solve that very quickly. But if you keep on taking antibiotics for everything that you have, you risk stomach issues, ulcers, and other problems and concerns. So if you can go a natural route to mitigate an issue, great. But if you can't and you have to go the other medicine route, go that route, great. My stance is very simple. I will go for whatever works best for me. And because I want to always be healthy and get better as soon as I am, even if I do get a cold or a flu.
Perfect. Anything else, Ronald, you want to touch on this afternoon?
You know, it's very simple. And I mean, we look at it, we're midweek. And in midweek, you know, we have our listeners listen to us all the time and really be excited today to exercise. But the secret is this, is that how do you make this consistent? And they need to own that. And we always give the people the same advice. Get your family together. When the kids get back from madrasa, before you read Maghrib or before dinner time, do a quick workout together in the house. Make it fun. Play a game. You know, play hide and seek because you're moving all the time. Play a quick game of football with a tennis ball if you have to, if you don't have a lot of space. But encourage your kids to get healthy because for you as a parent, that will be the motivating factor to keep you healthy.
Brilliant stuff. You know, I found an app called the 7-Minute Workout. And what's cool about this app, it's only 7 minutes. And every single day, this app reminds you, hey, if you didn't access the app, it reminds you you have an exercise for one day. And if you do it the next day, it tells you you have an exercise for 2 days. So it sort of puts that guilt trip on you to try and get back to doing some exercise.
Whatever works for you, Brother Jazz, I'm happy with it as long as it keeps you consistently active.
Lekker. Okay, Jazakallah khair, Ronald, for that. We look forward to having you on tomorrow again, inshallah. It's been an enlightening discussion and workout, and I thank you for your time again, brother.
No, I thank you for your time, and to the listeners, keep fit, keep healthy, and we'll chat soon, inshallah.
All right, my man. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, indeed. That was Ronald Evergy joining us for the Verbal Fitness Sessions on Radio Islam International. The program is called Mind, Body and Chow. After this short break, inshallah, we'll be joined by Dr. Zaida Kotu. She's doing a Q&A with us. There's so much of info that will be useful to the listeners. So stay tuned to Radio Islam International. Keep interacting with us. SMS 48855, WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or tweet me at EJAZ_K. Stay tuned.
And when life gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I will follow till I die.
So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close on every straight back, keeping him deep within my soul. Just wait for me to come home.
Hello, is anybody out there?
Interact now. SMS 48855. WhatsApp 072-786-1548. Or tweet EJAZ at EJAZ underscore K.
Can you hear me calling?
Here we go.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called Mind, Body and Chow. And our guest now is Dr. Zaira Kotu. She's from the Tahira Center for Integrated Health and Education. We welcome her right now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Dr. Zaira Kotu.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Ijaz?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Shukr, can't complain.
Brilliant stuff. Now, we've got loads and loads of questions here, Dr. Zaira. So, we're going to go straight into it. The first one says, yeah, I'm feeling absolutely drained. I wake up tired, I go to sleep tired. What is happening?
Oh, a whole range of things could be happening. But are we going to first say to the person that they need to drink loads and loads of water at room temperature, unflavored water, please, because the body then perceives it as hydration. So we'll take it in and all that oxygen will then go straight to the brain. So to drink a lot of water, is the person getting enough sleep? Are there any other conditions that are troubling at this point in time? Maybe the person needs to go for blood tests just to rule out any other condition. So I would recommend he go and check his thyroid or her thyroid, whoever the person is. And then if it's just normal fatigue without stress, without emotional trauma or emotional stress, then Enerlift is a good thing to take, which is the tip medication. The other thing is to take vitamin C and vitamin B-Co. That, inshallah, should help.
Great stuff.
Here's the thing. Sorry, Jos, just back on to that. Remember, when you're taking herbal remedies, if you're exhausted, the medication's first going to make you sleep to replenish your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll have the energy to do whatever you need to do.
Brilliant stuff. Now, we've got a question from a teenager. It says here, I am 15 years old and dreaded pimples are coming out. Please help.
Oh, man. You know, there's not too much you can do to prevent it from actually popping up. Unfortunately, it's hormonal. And so what I would recommend is what I always recommend. Witch hazel, very cheap, can be bought at any pharmacy. You use that with plain white cotton wool as a cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
You then try and not put any cream onto your face because already there's a lot of oil that's oozing out. So you want to keep it dry a little bit and then see if that works. If that on its own doesn't work, clearly diet, you need to detox, not to eat chocolate, not to eat too many sugary things because all of that's going to affect it. No cool drink. Cut down on hot and dry foods, and inshallah that should make a difference.
Inshallah. From my side, I can tell this person, use sunlight soap, the green one. It dries your face out. That's what we used, and it might not stop the pimples, but it takes away that oily effect.
Yeah, it does. Eh? And you need to get rid of it. Don't want to be putting cream on. Is sunlight soap still as good as it used to be?
I think it's just as potent as it was back in the Fitas days.
Alhamdulillah.
Next one we see here, it says, my son passed away 10 years ago. It feels like yesterday, so fresh. How do I get closure and move on?
I don't know where they got that word from when it comes to funerals and losing loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's never closure. You move on, but you always miss. The pain doesn't go away. It doesn't get better than that. Have you lost anyone close to you, Ijaz?
Grandparents, all four of them, yes.
Yeah. And you were close to them, no?
Very, yes.
Okay, did it get better?
With time, they say time heals all wounds, so you tend to get stronger as time goes by. You don't forget them, of course.
You don't forget, and you miss a lot, so that doesn't go away. And, you know, it's easier when it's not your own child that you've lost.
Mm-hmm.
That is very difficult for someone to overcome. There are means that one can take in order to allow the process or to have someone to talk to and share this with. And so I would recommend you go for counseling to the lady that called in. I would recommend that she try the tremoring, TRE, that's trauma release exercises, excellent for emotional trauma. And also maybe to get her bars run. I know we were supposed to talk about it. Inshallah, we can do this next week where
yes.
we talk about those 32 points on the head.
I'm very much looking forward to hearing that.
A huge difference, Ijaz. But here's the thing. You don't ever forget. The pain you feel, especially when there are things that the person used to do with you or when memories come up, so you will always miss, unfortunately. But I'm not going to say it gets better. It gets easier to cope every day, each day, by doing these things that we've just mentioned.
On to the next one. It says, my thyroid is so slow. I used to be stick thin, and now I eat a little but still gain weight. What's the issue?
Okay, this is a tricky one because normally, when someone's thyroid is low, we say they're hypothyroid, or if it's high, we say they're hyperthyroid.
Hmm.
But the blood test that they go for, which is your TSH, when it's high, the TSH, it means they're hypo. So I'm not sure if the person's saying that they've got hyper or, you know, if they're hypo or hypo. If they were skinny, I'm thinking that their TSH was low, because what happens is when you suffer from hyper, you start losing weight, your eyes look like they're popping out of your head a little bit. You hyper, but you also then have periods where you just don't know what to do with yourself, so you become hyperactive. Whereas with hypo, that's when your TSH is very high. Is a condition whereby you don't lose weight, and all of it needs to be, and then you're fatigued all the time, exhausted, a little irritable in both. What I would recommend is for the person just to make sure whether they're hyper or hypo. There are herbal remedies that one can take, but the person would then need to go and see an alternative practitioner, or if they're choosing to go the allopathic route, then, you know, they'll either get put onto Eltroxin if it's hypo.
Okay. So that answers that. Now, on to the next one. It says, yeah, I have a cough that just doesn't want to go away. I don't feel sick per se, but the cough is with me all the time. How do I get rid of it?
So it does, some people have a cough because, remember, it's been hot and cold. So body's temperament sort of goes out of sync. Then the foods we eat. So a lot of people are drinking icy drinks and that sort of thing. They've got their air cons on. Then they go out into the extreme heat again, or it's raining outside and it gets a little bit cold and they come back in. So all of this then definitely will affect someone's chest. My recommendations are that they do cough care, which works really well. Everyone laughs at me because I say cough care does really well, and when I have a cough, I take Benylin.
Practice what you preach.
Yeah, I always say do what I say, not what I do. Sometimes I do strange things. For me, when I have a cough, I want to remember my childhood for some strange reason. And the only thing I remember being given was either Choates, which they don't make anymore, which I only used to take, or I used to take Benylin, right?
Mm.
So for some reason, I can take all the cough care in the world, and it's not going to heal until I do Benylin. And then I take it once off. I gargle it with it in my mouth, and I swallow, and the cough's gone. So with me, I'm convinced it's psychological. But the cough care works very well. The other thing one can do is take onion. If you've already tried the cough mixture route, you take onion, you slice them into slices, circular slices.
Mm-hmm.
You don't chop them up. You just slice them so they're round, flat slices.
Mm-hmm.
You then take honey and you butter the onion with the honey. Cover it, put it in the fridge overnight. the next morning, remove whatever goo is on the onion, so the liquid stays in there. You just take the onion out of it. You mix the liquid with the honey because it wouldn't have been mixed. Mm. And then you take a dessert spoonful of that.
Mm.
And that will give you at least 2 dessert spoonfuls. If you
doesn't
know your coffee is there for a long time, you immediately when you take the one out, make another one so that you can take it for at least 3 days. If it does not clear up in those 3 days, you absolutely need to see a practitioner, be it allopathic or complementary. Another trick that we do with babies who have a cold in their chest is we put Vicks or black seed rub or Zambuk on the soles of their feet. It works with adults as well. And put a pair of socks on and get into bed.
Oh, look at the time. So many questions. So little time. We're going to have to round it off there, Dr. Zaida Kotu. We'll pick up those last 3 questions on piles about bed breath and about not falling asleep at night. We'll pick that up another time. But next week, we need to start talking about those 32 points, right?
Absolutely, Jos. Okay, so yes, the 32 points are what we call bars in excess consciousness. And all we do is hold those points on the person's head. But we'll talk more about it next week, inshallah.
Looking forward to it. Jazakallah khair once again for your time, Dr. Zaida Kotu.
Ameen and jazakallah for having me, Jaz.
Ameen, have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum.